Welcome to your daily devotional, December 9th, the Song of Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." What a remarkable prayer by the mother of our Lord's humanity. We see that this young teenage lady's spiritual maturity level is beyond that of many people who have believed in him all of their lives. Mary was clearly a student of the Word of God, which at that time consisted of the Hebrew Scriptures, which we call the Old Testament. A comparison of Mary's song to Hannah's song in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, reveals striking similarities. Mary's prayers and meditations were clearly informed by God's truth. Mary praises God for his wonderful work. She rejoices in God, her Savior. But not only was the child she would birth a great Savior for Mary, herself a sinner, but the child, Jesus, was the long-awaited Messiah of Israel, who had come to save all who believe. God's promises had been made, and God's promises have been kept. Let us join Mary and all of the rest of the sinners saved by grace throughout the ages in rejoicing over God's salvation work. Let us now say, "My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift."